competition is not available in the state of Illinois currently. As a matter of fact, our work with legislators in Springfield has shown us that the law must be changed in Illinois in order to allow these types of co-ops. And since the ACA has now been upheld, state law cannot impede federal law, and we'll be actually able to bring these co-ops into the state.
Are co-ops and exchanges different?
They are. So, it's pretty complicated stuff, but the fastest way to tell you the difference is how similar they are. An exchange is like a building. You know, it's the walls, it's the floors, and it's the foundation. A co-op is like one of the tenants on one of the floors of the exchange, just like Blue Cross will be one of the tenants on one of the floors of the building, or Aetna will be one of the tenants on the floors of the building. So they're not mutually exclusive concepts. They actually, the co-op is a type of risk-bearing entity or insurance company, if you will, and it will operate on the exchange alongside of all other carriers. So we will be one of those carriers, if you will, that will show up on the exchange, and people will see us right next to Blue Cross, Aetna, United Healthcare, and so forth.
I guess the source of confusion is because the exchange itself could be created in different ways. Isn't that correct? Like either Quinn could do it by executive order, or there could be more of an agreement between lawmakers on how to set this up.
Yes, you know, the legal side of it, I've heard that theory that the governor can, in fact, do an executive order on this. I'm not sure about the legal side or the legislative side of that. I do know, though, that we have been working with the legislature for 18 months. They have been talking about trying to put together an exchange, and unfortunately, whatever politics are going on in Illinois today have not allowed lawmakers to come together and reach an agreement on creating the exchange. So the current thought is the only way it's going to happen in time is if the governor does it by executive order. If the governor does nothing, which is an option for him and the lawmakers, then the federal government will step in and bring an exchange to the state of Illinois, regardless of whether the state decides to do it or not. And in that situation, I think the state's going to be the big loser, because with the ACA, they actually received the money necessary to build the exchange, and Illinois will forego that money because of our inability to get together on a program.
Any other thoughts on what this does with a small employer like yourselves and several others in terms of what impact this is going to have if you have a small office?
Well, you know, one of my big challenges in delivering health care to my employees is that no one-size program fits all. And because no program fits all, we have to always put somebody in a situation where they don't want to be within our health care program. So what the exchange may allow us to do, and what I'm really hoping that it will allow us to do, is to provide the ability for our employees to go to the exchange and get whatever type of health care that they want to get, as opposed to one that, you know, sort of is blended together so that we can get it kind of satisfy as many needs of as many people as we can. And, you know, that would be just a phenomenal outcome if we could achieve it.
Will your group be actively involved if there is some kind of negotiations with the exchange, maybe have somebody in Springfield to see how this is being set up in Illinois?
Well, we do have people in Springfield, but really, you know, the exchange is not is really not our primary focus. The cooperative is our primary focus because, you know, we do believe that by putting the same players, you know, in a different marketplace, you're going to still end up with the exact same results. We believe you have to bring new competition, and that's what the co-op will do. It'll bring the first new competition to the state of Illinois, the first real competition that we believe. As, you know, free market people and small business, we believe that the market will bring down the cost because competition will force other carriers and healthcare providers who are also part of the healthcare challenge to reevaluate the methods by which they're conducting business today.